Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 29th. Happy Missions Monday. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this week. We're picking up in John's Gospel, chapter 9, right smack in the middle of the story of Jesus healing the man born blind. Yesterday, we saw where Jesus healed a man of his physical blindness, and today we'll learn more about the Pharisees' spiritual blindness. They cannot see that Jesus is the Messiah. Then we'll move over to the Proverbs. It's difficult when we're reading 10 or 12 verses in the Proverbs to kind of hone in on one thing. I want to give you some categories. I think that the Lord is teaching us wisdom in several ways. Here's three themes that you might see in the book of Proverbs. First is the theme of transference. So a father giving wisdom to his son or his daughter. And the idea that we as parents should be transferring wisdom to our children, or if we're spiritual fathers, to spiritual children in some way. Then there's the dichotomy between wisdom and foolishness. All throughout the Proverbs, we see the wise person and what he's like, and then we see the foolish person and what they're like. It's totally different. And then we see the importance of the disciplined life. Solomon and those who wrote the Proverbs continue to teach us about the importance of training and correction. Okay, so with that in mind, we'll turn over to John's Gospel, chapter 9, starting in verse 18. The context here is that the Jews, or the Pharisees, are questioning the parents of the man born blind. The Jews didn't believe it, didn't believe the man was born blind to begin with. So they called the parents of the man, now bright-eyed with sight. They asked them, "Is this your son, the one you say was born blind? So how is it that he now sees?" His parents said, "We know that he is our son. We know that he was born blind. But we don't know how he came to see, having a clue about who opened his eyes. Why don't you ask him? He's a grown man and can speak for himself." His parents were talking like this because they were intimidated by the Jewish leaders, who had already decided that anyone who took a stand that this was the Messiah would be kicked out of the meeting place. That's why his parents said, "Ask him, he's a grown man." They called the man back a second time, the man who had been blind, and told him, "Give credit to God. We know this man is an imposter." He replied, "I know nothing about that one way or the other, but I know one thing for sure. I was blind. I now see." They said, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? I've told you over and over, and you haven't listened. Why do you want to hear it again? Are you so eager to become his disciples?" With that, they jumped all over him. "You might be a disciple of that man, but we're disciples of Moses. We know for sure that God spoke to Moses, but we have no idea where this man even comes from." The man replied, "This is amazing. You claim to know nothing about him, but the fact is, he opened my eyes. It's well known that God isn't in the beck and call of sinners, but listens carefully to anyone who lives in reverence and does his will. That someone opened the eyes of a man born blind has never been heard of, ever. If this man didn't come from God, he wouldn't be able to do anything." They said, "You're nothing but dirt. How dare you take that tone with us?" Then they threw him out into the street. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and he went and found him. He asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man said, "Point him out to me, sir, that I can believe in him." Jesus said, "You're looking right at him. Don't you recognize my voice?" "Master, I believe," the man said, and worshiped him. Jesus then said, "I came into the world to bring everything into the clear light of day, making all the distinctions clear, so that those who have never seen will see, and those who have made a great pretense of seeing will be exposed as blind." Some Pharisees overheard him and said, "Does that mean you're calling us blind?" Jesus said, "If you were really blind, you would be blameless. But since you claim to see everything so well, you're accountable for every fault and failure." That was a really fun passage to read. The man who was born blind testifies again and again. I don't know who he was, but he made me see. And then he gets a little bit kind of haughty with him. He says, "I know that God isn't at the beck and call of sinners, but he listens carefully to anyone who lives in repentance and does his will." That was such a challenging verse for me. Help me, Lord, to live in repentance and to do your will. Let's move on over to the Proverbs now. We're in Proverbs chapter 17, starting in verse 18, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. It's stupid to try to get something for nothing, or run up huge bills you can never pay. The person who courts sin marries trouble. Build a wall, invite a burglar. A bad motive can't achieve a good end. Double talk brings you double trouble. Having a fool for a child is misery. It's no fun being the parent of adult. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. The wicked take bribes under the table. They show nothing but contempt for justice. The perceptive find wisdom in their own front yard. Fools look for it everywhere but right here. A surly, stupid child is sheer pain to a father, a bitter pill for a mother to swallow. It's wrong to penalize good behavior or make good citizens pay for crimes of others. The one who knows much says little. An understanding person remains calm. Even dunces who keep quiet are thought to be wise. As long as they keep their mouth shut, they're smart. Before we move on to Missions Monday, two stuck out to me today. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. The idea that the Lord has given us so much helps me to think, okay, am I going to be cheerful and happy about what he has done for me today? And then the other one that kind of made me chuckle was the last one. Even dunces who keep quiet are thought to be wise. As long as they keep their mouth shut, they're smart. Sometimes it's not that we have to prove that we're smart by our words. Perhaps we prove that we're smart by limiting our words. As we end the podcast today, let us be praying alongside our mission partner, Red Mountain Grace. They currently have 19 apartments located throughout Birmingham, which are fully furnished and serve as an oasis for families in need of respite during medical treatment. Would you pray with me? Father, help us to be a people who live in reverence of you and do your will. Help us, Lord, not to talk too much, but to be wise and understanding. And Lord, would you give us joy as we're reminded of all the good that you have done in our lives? We pray specifically today for Red Mountain Grace. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to be a part of a ministry that serves families who are undergoing very intense surgeries and need a place to stay near a Birmingham hospital. We pray for the residents. We pray for their recovery. We pray, Lord, that they would feel the love of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you. Please bring clarity to our minds. Please continue the conversation with us throughout the day and help us to lean on you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.